Hi there, Audio Boo. You haven't heard from me in a while. Once again, I seem to drift in and out of Audio Boo sometimes. I drifted away from Audio Boo. Because it was difficult for me to make Audio Boos on my Android device. But now, Audio Boo, in their fantastic wisdom, have actually released a new version of the Audio Boo app. It's in beta, it's called Audio Boo 2, and it seems to be working pretty well. I'm actually recording this in Audio Boo 2, and I just threw out a couple of private messages as well to people using the app, and it seems to function really well. So this hopefully is me being able to jump back on Audio Boo. I've actually really missed Audio Boo. I tried a couple of other sound audio platforms that you could do from your phone, but none of them seem to really have the strong community that Audio Boo has, and I've really missed that, being able to kind of exchange boos with some of the people that I used to be able to exchange boos with on the platform. So I'm really hoping that this new app is going to mean me being able to do boos on the go like I used to be able to, sometimes two or three times a day. So we're really good. And also enjoying boos as well. Being able to actually just open the app and listen to the stream, you know, from people that I know, and also the public stream and stuff like that. I always found it really great to take a few minutes just to listen to somebody's boo while I'm waiting for a bus or sitting on a bus, or you know, where I have a few minutes spare. That's what I really enjoyed about Audio Boo. So I'm really hoping this new app is going to allow me to do that again, because I actually really miss it. But what have I been doing? Well, I started a thing called e-concept development, a bachelor degree in e-concept development, after the summer last year, having finished multimedia design. And I did the first semester, and then towards the end of the first semester, leading up to Christmas, I actually was starting to have some health problems. And then over Christmas, it got worse. And then when we got back to start the second semester, just after Christmas and the new year and whatnot, I decided I couldn't go back to school. So I've actually been off sick for quite some time. I've been keeping my hand in and been keeping up a little bit with the coursework. But I've actually not been in the classroom at all, because I've not been that great. What's actually happened is I started to get a lot of pains in my right shoulder and my right arm. And I, after, when it got really bad over Christmas and stuff, I decided to go and see a doctor. When I got back, because I went away to the UK for Christmas, so I went to see my doctor when I got back. And she then promptly sent me to see a neurologist, and then I've ended up getting an MRI scan. In the meanwhile, I've also started seeing a physiotherapist, and I got the results of the MRI scan yesterday, and it seems I have a mixture of things. Actually, I have a little bit of arthritis, which explains a lot of the lack of movement and the stiffness sometimes. But I also have some problems with the nerves in my arm, actually. They're not damaged at all, but the nerves are actually being restricted and pinched in some ways. And not just one, there's three or four nerves that kind of help you move your arm that are actually being kind of constricted in different ways. And this is partly due to repetitive strain injury. So there's a mix of different things, a little bit of arthritis, a little bit of repetitive strain. And part of the result of that is actually this restriction in how the nerves can actually kind of help my arm move. It's nice to have got kind of an explanation as to why I've been in quite a lot of pain with my arm. Also nice to be doing physiotherapy, because that's really helped. In fact, one of the things that was quite noticeable with my right arm and my hand was I was losing a lot of strength in my hand. I really had to try hard to grip things, even picking up a cup or a glass. I was really struggling to keep hold of it. But since I've started physiotherapy and we've been doing a lot of work with building up the muscles in my arm, but also different exercises to get the nerves being able to kind of move in the way that they need to, I can feel a lot of strength coming back to my right arm, which is really, really great. I have to now go and see a rheumatologist about this arthritis, which is moderate. It's not extreme, but it's moderate. But it's part of, you know, it's like this trio of things that it's really, or this triad of things that's really, really contributing to the problems that I'm having. So it's not just one thing. It's like three things that's actually contributing to me having restricted movement and pain in my shoulder and arm. But the good thing is now we kind of know what the problems are. We can start dealing with them. And that actually started today. I'm sitting in the car now and I've just had a physiotherapy session with my therapist, Henrik. And he's actually a really, really fantastic guy. He's clarified a lot for me, given me some very specific exercises to do to help build up the strength in my shoulder and arm again, which is really, really great. So I guess I'm going to be seeing the Henrik, me physiotherapist. I guess I'm going to be seeing him pretty regularly for the next period of time, as we kind of build up the strength back in my arm again. And how that will be affected by the kind of arthritis thing is, I don't know. I guess I need to see the rheumatologist and whatnot to figure that one out. But my thinking is, you know, if it's moderate and it's not really, really bad, then it's manageable, right? I just need to maybe exercise a bit more, maybe eat a little bit better, and just not spend so much darn time at the keyboard and the computer. Actually take frequent rests. So, of course, then we can start, you know, I can start feeling the effects of this repetitive strain a lot less as well. So overall, definitely some plans in place to start dealing with the problems I've been having. So I am getting better, which is really, really great. Not sure when I'm going to return to school again, because at the moment I'm finding I have some freelance work that I need to do, and I'm managing to do that. I'm also keeping up a little bit on schoolwork, but actually kind of going to school and actually, you know, physically being at the computer and being active there at school is you know, I feel like that's going to be jumping in a little bit too readily, and maybe I'll end up being stressed and having a lot of problems again. So I'm kind of pacing myself is what I'm trying to say, really. And actually cutting out being at school has actually really helped me to kind of pace myself better so I can start really making a recovery rather than just keep going downhill. So that's really what's been going on with me. And I'm really looking forward to catching up with what people have been talking about on Audioboo. Being able to send people messages. I just sent Jane Boyd a message, a private message on Audioboo, which is really, really great to be able to do that. Because she's been sending me a few messages that it's been difficult for me to get because of the Audioboo app problem. But that seems to be being solved now, which is really, really great. So I can really start enjoying the platform again. So all being well, this is me back on Audioboo, sharing some of the things that I'm getting up to, some of the adventures that I'm getting up to on social media, but also just generally things that are going on with me in my everyday life.